Hello everyone, welcome to the China News Analysis Daily Podcast, your source for in-depth analysis and insights into the latest developments shaping China's global interactions. I am Vidyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China, and today we will explore the intricate web of recent events between United States and China. On March 27, 2024, a pivotal meeting took place in Beijing between President Xi Jinping and a delegation representing members from business, strategic, and academic circle of US society. During the meeting, President Xi emphasized the significance of China-US relations, highlighting mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and cooperation for mutual benefit. However, tensions lingered as US Ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, highlighted the deepening military and technological competition, forecasting a continued rivalry between the two nations. He characterized the escalating military and technological rivalry between the two nations as deep-seated and projected a continuation of their status as systematic rivals for the foreseeable future. He defended US sanctions restricting China's access to advanced technology, refuting claims of American decline vis-a-vis China's ascent. Conversely, China reiterated its opposition to framing bilateral ties solely in competitive terms, asserting its legitimate right to development. The editorial of the People's Daily urged both nations to embrace compromise to realize the vision outlined in the San Francisco Agreement. Meanwhile, trade tensions between the US and China escalated, particularly in shipbuilding, heavy-duty cranes, automotive, and high-tech industries. In this situation, it is also to be noted that US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's upcoming visit in April 2024 is expected to address concerns over China's industrial overcapacity, notably in solar, electric vehicles, and lithium-ion batteries. It is also to be noted that on March 12, 2024, the US Steelworkers Union, alongside other labor groups, submitted a petition seeking trade protection and government support for the domestic shipbuilding sector, accusing China of distorting international markets through unfair practices in maritime industries. In response, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce refuted these allegations as baseless, asserting that US protectionism violates WTO regulations. Despite concerns over China's economic recovery post-COVID, doubts persist regarding its ability to surpass the US in GDP and global leadership. The House Select Committee on Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party expressed concerns over the potential espionage risks associated with heavy-duty Chinese cranes. However, Chinese state media, Global Times, in its editorial labeled such accusations as ludicrous and decried US actions disrupting average trade orders. It dismissed these allegations as baseless and criticized US actions disrupting normal trade. Meanwhile, President Biden voiced concerns over China's ambitions in the connected vehicles market, citing national security risks to the US auto industry. The US House of Representatives passed a bill requiring ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to divest its US assets within 6 months. To be noted, in response, Xinhua commented the bill as part of US-led technology war and warned of significant job losses if enacted. The House Foreign Affairs Committee also approved a bill mandating increased congressional oversight of future US-China science and technology agreements. Notably, on March 14, 2024, China released a report titled Freedom of Speech in the United States, Truth and Facts, accusing the US of manipulating freedom of expression for its global leadership agenda. In other instance, during the South Korea's third summit for democracy, Chinese state media criticized the imposition of democratic standards advocating for diverse models of democracy. Thus, we explored the intricate web of recent events between United States and China. Join us tomorrow for more in-depth analysis and insights into China's evolving role on the global stage. Until then, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China.